Unit 3. First Responders. In the medical world, first responders are on the front line for helping out people in need. They are the first people on scene during a medical emergency and are charged with stabilizing an ill person so that they can be moved to the hospital. It would be accurate to label first responders as the most valuable players when it comes to dealing with an emergency. Ron works as a first responder in New York City. He is a modest man, but realizes that his job is very important and he takes pride in that fact. Ron began his career as an intern at the hospital. He was only a boy then with a ridiculous mustache on his face and a bit too overconfident for his own good. Nonetheless, he proved himself worthy of taking on a medical profession and earned heaps of recommendations from the hospital staff. Ron was not in it for the money, since he cared very little about currency. Rather, he wished to be a caretaker. For those who were unable or unwilling to help themselves. During his first week of training to be a first responder, Ron was faced with a tremendous challenge. The local oil company had caught fire during a Tuesday afternoon and threatened to explode, killing anyone inside. As Ron's ambulance approached, a large crowd of spectators had already gathered to witness the disaster. The ambulance driver swore under his breath that he never thought he would see something so terrible in his life. People were jumping out of windows to escape the flames. Ron leapt from the ambulance and raced onto the scene. Instinct took over for him. There was no packet or handout that Ron had ever studied that would tell him how to handle that situation. He held up a handkerchief to his mouth so that he would not breathe any of the harmful smoke from the fire. Though he moved quickly, it was very painful for Ron since his leg was sore due to a basketball injury he picked up the previous day. He proved himself industrious by using the handkerchief and a bandage he had on him to fashion a rope that helped to bring down some of the people. Ron then cleared the scene with the people he had rescued just as the building blew up in a massive explosion. Though it was a catastrophe like New York had never seen before, Ron was happy to report there were no fatal injuries on site.